Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. A van and a pickup collided in a head-on crash around 8:40 a.m. Thursday at the intersection of M-142 and McKitchen Roads, about 1 mile east of Verona. One person was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe. Both vehicles sustained significant damage to the driver's side areas. The Chevy pickup, occupied by a single driver, sustained damage that pinned the occupant under the dashboard. A medical helicopter was placed on standby, but ultimately was not required. And at least one injured person was transported by ground ambulance for further evaluation and treatment. A Lake Odessa man suffered life-threatening injuries when his car was hit by a train. Deputies responded to the crash at 4:40 p.m. 2 days ago near the intersection of Huddle Road and Jordan Lake Street in Odessa Township. That's near Grand Rapids. The 20-year-old man was driving north on Huddle Road when his car was struck by an eastbound train. The man was airlifted from the scene by Aeromed and taken to Corwell Health Butterworth Hospital with life-threatening injuries. He was the only person in the car. The crash remains under investigation. An investigation is underway after an educator was found dead in an Ionia Schools building. The educator was found, according to Ionia Superintendent Ben Girk. The person's name has not been released. Girk did not say where the person was found, but three schools were closed yesterday: Ionia High School, Welch High School, and Bulldogs Beginnings Preschool. Welch High School remained closed yesterday. The superintendent expressed sorrow over the loss in an email to parents, indicating that the educator was a beloved member of the community. Ionia Public Safety said there's no evidence suggesting an ongoing threat to the community. Grief counseling services will be available for students and staff, school officials said. And we'll be right back.
This Christmas, give the gift that lasts a lifetime from Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. This is Kent Mackenzie. We believe every moment is a chance to celebrate your love and connection. From stunning engagement rings to exquisite earrings, our collection is designed to make your loved one's eyes sparkle on Christmas morning. Each piece is crafted with care, gift wrapped, and fits perfectly under the tree as a surprise on Christmas morning. Stop in and enjoy personalized service from our knowledgeable jewelry experts who are ready to help you find the perfect gift. This year, give a gift that sparkles as bright as your love. Stop by Mackenzie Jewelers, where every piece tells your story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Black Friday deals are going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. That's right, Black Friday deals are going on at Ashley and Bad Axe. For a limited time, you can save hundreds of dollars on over 12 hot buys throughout the store. Now's your chance to save big on hot buy recliners, hot buy sofas, hot buy sectionals, power recliners, and many more throughout the store. Plus, save up to 30% off store-wide during the Ashley Black Friday sale. Are you short on seating for the holidays? You need to hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe. Select recliners or buy one, get one free. That's right, free. Don't wait to update your space when now's the time to save big. Plus, during the Ashley Black Friday sale, you can save up to 50% off on accessories too. In the Sleep Gallery, save up to $900 when you purchase a Beautyrest Black mattress and adjustable base set. Add the finishing touches to any room with up to 50% off accessories during the Ashley Black Friday sale as well. Give the gift of comfort and style to your friends and family members this holiday season with the Ashley Christmas gift certificates available too. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. See Ashley and Bad Axe for details. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated and open 7 days a week.
Ashley is your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley and Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
We at Bayport State Bank would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Tracy Zeal from Bayport State Bank. On behalf of the many area merchants, we invite you to shop locally this holiday season. Whether your shopping list is short or long, your hometown businesses have many great gift-giving ideas. And how about that hard to buy for a relative or a friend? Your local area merchants have just the gift or a variety of gift certificates tailored for every budget. Christmas is a joyous time. Take time to reflect on the true meaning of this Christmas season and enjoy your holiday with family and friends. The Bayport State Bank's employees wish everyone the best for this holiday season and throughout the new year.
Bayport State Bank, your community bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC.
A 71-year-old man was hospitalized in critical condition after he crashed into a utility pole in Macomb County yesterday. The crash happened about 3:05 on northbound M53 near 35 Mile in Bruce Township. Police said the man from Washington Township was driving north on M53 when he drifted off the roadway, drove into a ditch, and struck a utility pole. First responders found the driver unresponsive with a weak pulse, and he was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Medical personnel believe the man suffered a heart attack, causing him to lose control of his vehicle and crash. The woman accused of helping her husband cut an unborn baby out of her own daughter's womb pleaded to be released from jail pending a trial. Courtney Bartholomew, 40, the biological mother of Rebecca Park, made the request to 84th District Judge Corey J. Wiggins Wednesday, citing Bartholomew's unidentified medical ailments and her need to care for her 14-year-old son. However, Judge Wiggins denied her bond request, citing high flight risk and danger to the community. Courtney Bartholomew and her husband Bradley Bartholomew, 47, have been charged with 8 crimes, including first-degree premeditated murder and torture, facing potential life sentences if convicted. Prosecutors allege the couple held 22-year-old Park against her will and ultimately killed her and her child while carrying out a preconceived plan. And Pope Leo has taken his biggest step yet to correct one of Pope Francis's more problematic financial moves. He has canceled a special Holy See fundraising commission that was announced under questionable circumstances while Francis was hospitalized. Leo abrogated the commission's statutes and fired its members in a decree yesterday. It was the latest sign that history's first American pope is wrapping up the loose ends of Francis's pontificate as 2025 comes to an end. Leo is correcting problems as needed and fulfilling Francis's holy year obligations as he looks ahead to the new year when he can focus more on his agenda. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Mackenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.